Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody who can pray in the Spirit, pray quietly in tongues. Say, I'm blessed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I'm blessed in the name of Jesus. I am blessed with the gifts, with the fruits, with salvation, authority over Satan, authority over principalities and powers. Right now, I am blessed with that faith that's in Christ, and I release it, asking the Holy Spirit to fill this place with the presence of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody who's got any stomach problems right now can be healed. This moment right now, without me praying for them, you can be healed right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Betty's got this song she sings, He'll Make This Trial a Blessing. And we don't go by the world. When the world says you got your horse or you can't speak or you got the flu, we call a trial. And we look for God to turn around for a blessing. So I've been praying for the last couple of days and speaking the purity of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, that holy sacrifice, Jesus. And I went out and I prayed for her and her whole body got so hot. I mean, it wasn't like your hands warm. It was hot. And she went in and laid down. She came out and she was soaked. God cooked that right out of her. But she's so weak. I told her to stay home tonight. But she sings this song, God will make this trial a blessing. So I no longer complain about whatever tries to come upon my body or her body. We just count it as a trial and that God's going to turn it around and make something good out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. If you'll approach God that way, you'll approach God and you'll receive His healing, the healing anointing. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're talking about faith that walks with God. Say, I'm pleasing to God.
I'm pleasing to God.
See, we got to say the things God says. Amen?
Amen?
Enoch, that was his testimony. I'm pleasing to God. You need to say, I'm pleasing to God. And the reason why, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You with your mouth, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's pleasing to God. You're here tonight worshiping God, that's pleasing to God. You prayed in tongues, that's pleasing to God. You're expecting God and you spoke by faith that the place would fill with the presence of Jesus. That's pleasing to God. When you by faith can believe that. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. So in life, there's going to be many trials, but God will make it a blessing if you don't complain and complain yourself right out of the anointing. Amen? Hallelujah. God, tonight, His presence is in this place. His cloud is in this place. You can be baptized right into His presence. by the Holy Spirit, a way that you've never experienced before. God has never done all the things. We may think we've been around this for 10 years, 20 years, 25, 35 years, but there's some things you haven't experienced of God. And tonight, God wants you to experience a sovereign move of Him. He wants you to feel Him in the, and believe by faith in your intestines. He wants you to be able to feel Him in your mind, in your brain. Healing. If there's any broken branches in your brain, God can heal that. I ministered to somebody in my office today, this week, and taught them that. Hallelujah. And I said, if you'll go home and do this, He'll heal your brain. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're sitting right in His presence right now. The wonderful presence of God. Amen? Oh, we love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoa, praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We got to learn to obey the laws of the Spirit and not the laws of the flesh or the laws of the world. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Say, God is going to make this trial a blessing. A blessing. See, death has got to come out. And that's pleasing to God. You got to say this trial. Anything that's going on in your life, God's going to make it a blessing. Don't open the door. Don't let Satan find you. You got to walk where Satan can't find you. And you'll walk in the blessings of God. And you'll walk in the Spirit of God. And you'll walk in the laws of the Spirit. He won't find you. You'll walk in that secret place of the Most High God under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. My wife was praying the other day, and she came out to me and shared that with me, that you got to walk where Satan can't find you. And I said, that'll preach. Praise God. So I went out in the sun porch this morning, and she had a big old yellow note there. You got to walk where Satan can't find you, man. So I got out of the shower tonight, and I was singing, God will make this trial a blessing. And we went and had communion together. And I said to her, did you used to sing that song? It's going over and over. Have you ever got a song that goes over and you over and over and over in your mind? Well, and I can't carry a note with a bucket. And it's going over my, and I'm just making this pretty noise in the bathroom, God's going to make this trial a blessing. And so I said, Betty, where did I hear that? She says, I used to sing that. I said, oh, praise God. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm in no hurry, you? What's the matter with my pants?
There you go. You got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted you to be perfect for the Lord.
You want me to be perfect? Okay. I ought to just take my plastic leg off and throw it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. God puts us all together, doesn't He?
Yes.
You're going through a trial. If you'll get a hold of this, saints, God will make it a blessing.
Yes.
Boy, I can feel the pressure. My legs are weak, wobbly. Even the plastic one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Mark is still up in Denver. His boy has an eating disorder, but it's getting better. He went from 60 pounds to 95 pounds. They want him to get to 120 before they release him. And so they're all up there learning how to work with this kind of condition. So I praise God that God gave me some words of wisdom to give to Mark, and he brought him up there because I believe the boy would have died. These eating disorders are really, really something, aren't they? There's so much of it. People don't realize, but there's so many eating disorders today in the world. And I think it's all satanic. All satanic. Say, I'm going to walk where Satan can't find me. I'm going to obey the spiritual laws. See, you can't agree with sickness. You can't agree with disease and oppression, depression. and lack of funds and all that stuff, if you walk there, he'll find you. If you complain, he'll find you. There's people here who's got some conditions financially, and he's got you, he being Satan's got you locked into it. God, all things are possible with God. God can bring you out of it. He brought me out of it years ago. He can bring you out of it. I don't care what it looks like. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. So what you see, you can't obey. You got to walk by faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Steve, to Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made us free. And so if we walk there in that freedom, if we confess that freedom, Satan won't find us. Sickness won't find us. Poverty won't find us. Disease won't find us. You've got to learn how to obey the laws of the Spirit. Confess them and walk in them. And so as my wife was ill this last couple of days, I wasn't confessing the illness. I was in my prayer closet looking to the pure sacrifice of Jesus, the holy sacrifice of Jesus. When Jesus left heaven, you see, his physical body came out of the seed of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so I received and spoke that sacrifice was pure, that sacrifice was holy, that's a spiritual law, and I spoke that into my wife. And I'm not going to complain to Jesus. I'm not going to complain about what's going on with her. She's not going to complain. But we're going to bring to remembrance that pure, holy sacrifice of Jesus. And because of that, this physical body can receive that pure, holy sacrifice, that now we are in the resurrection part of that. And God says, if you can believe God, believe that was a spiritual law when Jesus left heaven, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, his physical body was born out of the seed of the Holy Ghost. And when he went to the cross, it was pure, it was holy, it's a spiritual law. So if you and I can speak that and get a revelation of that, you'll find your anointing, you'll find your ministry, you'll find what God wants you to do on this earth and complete for him. You and I learn our walk, spiritual walk, by the Holy Spirit. We learn it by confessing and by obeying spiritual laws. And so God wants you to understand, when he died on the cross, it was pure, it was holy, it was out of the seed of the Holy Ghost, his fleshly body. And he took all that on his physical body so that we wouldn't have to take it on, so that we wouldn't agree with the world. And today at home, I was confessing this purity of Jesus, this holy sacrifice that died for us, went into the grave, and resurrected. That's what I was speaking. I wasn't complaining about what the world called that she had in her body. We was calling a trial, a testing of our faith. What was going to come out of my mouth? It has to be the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus if she's ever going to be set free. And so that's what we did. And we agreed, and we took communion, and we brought into our remembrance that holy, pure sacrifice of the fleshly body of God that suffered for us. Therefore, if I obey the law of the Spirit in Christ, I should be able to get that manifestation in my physical body, because it's a spiritual law in Christ. Amen? So God wants us to understand here today, if you can't receive healing, it's not because of God. It's not because of the Word of God. It's because you and I haven't learned how to obey spiritual laws, how to receive that holy sacrifice, that pure sacrifice that God the Father required. And because of it, it destroyed sickness, disease, demons, principalities, and powers. It destroyed it. It doesn't mean there ain't demons around. But if you and I will walk in the spiritual laws, Satan won't find us. If our confession is, I'm going to count this a trial, and God's going to make a blessing out of it, if I'll have that said, instead of complaining about the pain, instead of complaining about your pocketbook, instead of complaining about what's going on in you, instead of you trying to get yourself healed, you've already been healed. Because there's a spiritual law in Christ Jesus. And we stand up and say, I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. Then we ought to obey the laws of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. It brings life. That brings joy and peace. Amen? God wants to encourage you tonight that everybody here, if you obey the laws of the Spirit, and stop calling it the flu, and stop calling it what the world calls it, but start calling it a blessing that God going to give you a trial, but he'll make a blessing out of it. God will turn it around based on what you say, based on your confession, based on the word of God that comes out of your mouth. So when I was in the prayer closet, the enemy was trying to throw darts in my mind, and I was holding the shield up. I said, no, clown. I'm taking authority over that thought. That old dirty thought of yours not staying in my mind. My wife will leave when I say so, because I'm her covering. Jesus is the covering. I'm the under-shepherd. I'm the covering of my wife. And if I'm willing to go in this prayer closet, Lord Jesus, and I'm willing to fight for her, and I'm willing to pray for her, and I'm willing to speak the purity and holy sacrifice of you, Lord Jesus, into her body, it must be done in Jesus' name. Whether it's a child, whether it's your husband, whether it's your wife, you ain't got no business being broke. There's somebody, God's doing something in your stomach, right in your right here in your stomach right now. God's doing something right now. If you can believe that, if you can receive it. There's kind of a funny feeling going on in your stomach right here now. It's almost like something's moving in there. Something is moving, the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Say, his blood is pure. Oh, a holy sacrifice. See, this is what the Father required. This is a spiritual law. And if I can look at it that way and say, my God, nothing should come in my body, nothing should come into my mind except God. Oh, blessed Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life, say, I have the Spirit of life in me. Hallelujah. It's in Christ, has made me free. Say, I'm free. I'm free from the world. I'm free from poverty. I'm free from sickness. I'm free from oppression. I'm free from depression. I'm free. I move. In Jesus. I'm anointed by the Holy Spirit. See, brother, you sit there and lay on the pew and don't confess this stuff. Do you think you won't know more than God does? I'm talking to you. You think you know more than God does? Then why don't you follow what the Holy Spirit is saying to do, to speak the scriptures? All you do is complain about your illness. And you sit there and say, well, I've done that. No, no, that's not the way it works. You need to be corrected. I don't like people who have or who are rebellious towards God, rebellious against the anointing that's coming out of me by the Spirit of God. If this is not what you'd like, then you need to find someplace else. We want to go on with God. I'm not interested in your anger. I'm not interested in your rebellion. I'm not interested in how much you think you know. Because no one here knows more than God does. Hallelujah. Second place, Steve. Colossians 1. Verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance. See, he's qualified me. He's qualified you to be partakers of the gifts, the anointing, the love of God, the forgiveness of God. He's qualified us. We haven't qualified ourselves. He's qualified us. We ought to be partakers of his healing, partakers of his love, partakers of his mercy, partakers of the mind of Jesus Christ. All of that, all the inheritance that's in Christ, a spiritual law, we ought to be walking in it. We ought to be confessing it. It should be in our marriage. It should be in our minds. It should be in our bodies. Hallelujah. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us. Say, I'm delivered. You see what it says here? Verse 13, Steve, if you would, please. Have you got it up there? Yeah. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. If you've been delivered by the power of darkness and you'll walk in the light, Satan won't find you. Amen? You'll walk in the light as he is in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into his kingdom of his Son, of his love. You have been drenched in his love. We just have so many things going on in our minds and our physical bodies, we ain't got time for his love. We don't confess his love. We don't say we're filled with his love. These are spiritual laws. He's delivered us from the power of darkness. Then how come many, many Christians, churches, pastors walk in darkness? And you've been delivered. And the reason for it is we don't obey the spiritual laws. We don't confess the spiritual laws. The Bible says your light will shine if you'll confess it. If you'll walk in the spirit law, the law of the spirit in Christ, he'll set you free. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Oh, hallelujah. He's put us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So you've been placed in his love. Healing, anointing works through his love. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. If you don't realize the pure, holy blood that he shed, that perfect sacrifice, God, and it's a spiritual law because all of that came out of heaven. Jesus left heaven. So, you see, his blood is pure. It's a holy sacrifice he done for us. And if I walk around complaining, and if I walk around, just see, I got to understand what the pure, holy blood, the sacrifice was. And when you realize what it is, whatever was going on in my wife's body didn't even disturb me. It didn't even disturb me because I just knew that God was going to turn it around blessed. How? Because I'm in my prayer closet and I'm building up my most holy faith so I can believe in the spiritual laws. You got to be willing to get in there and do warfare. You got to tell Satan, show Satan who's boss. He can't come into your body. You got to speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Some people sitting here are still walking in sin. The enemy's got you so surrounded with sin, sin conscience, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Say, I'm redeemed. From sickness, disease, sin, the devil, principalities and powers. They won't find me because I'll walk in the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I'll walk in freedom and power and the anointing of the living God that's in me. Praise you, Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood. See, I don't know what we think about his blood. I know what I think about his blood. The Father says, I require a pure and holy one, sacrifice. And that's what Jesus was. That's a spiritual law that came out of heaven. It came out of Father God. And if it's pure and holy, and that blood that you and I have been covered with, placed in, and we went in the grave with Jesus, and we came out the other side, the resurrection power. Not to walk in sin anymore, or sickness, or disease, or poverty, or satanic power, but to walk in the resurrection power. So my confession comes from Romans chapter 6. You know, a lot of people think that's a symbol of water baptism, but you know what the Bible says? He said, do you know? There's a question put to you and I. Do you know that, well, before let's just look at it for a minute. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. Okay, in verse 6:3. Can you put it up there? Yeah. He's asking a question. Or do you know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Do you know that? This is not a symbol. This is a confession. This is faith. The Word of God is asking it. Do you know? Do you know that you died? Do you know that you had a resurrection? Do you know? Or was you just wet and got a certificate and put it on your wall? Do you know? That's what God, the Holy Spirit's asking us. Do you know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? In other words, everything died. Do you know that? That's what the Bible's asking us. Do you know that? Or is just a symbol of getting wet? Think about it. Do I know that I died? Do I know that I went through that death? And am I confessing that? That's a spiritual law. Do you know that? Or do you look at your certificate on the wall and say, I was water baptized? It's nothing but a symbol. No, it's not a symbol. Call it what you want. The Word calls it something else. Therefore, in verse 4, we were buried with him through baptism into death, and just as Christ was raised from the dead, say Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. That's the resurrection power. Do you know that? Are you walking in it? Are you obeying the spiritual laws? Are you confessing the spiritual laws? Are you still living in the old man? Do you know that? Well, I read that once. No, that just reading it. Do you know it? Is it a part of your thinking? Not your stinking thinking. But the mind of Christ in Philippians, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. If you can get the mind of Christ in you, I'm telling you, you'll pull down all walls, you'll cast out demons, you'll raise the dead, you'll open blind eyes. See, most people know about it. They don't walk in the spiritual laws. That's why we're not free. Hallelujah. I wasn't meaning to go there, but I'm going to read a couple more here. Verse 5. If we have been united together in likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. See, I can't understand. Holy Spirit, help me to understand the resurrection. My body is hurting. My mind is hurting. I just don't seem to receive your promises. Well, promises are in the mind. Faith is in the heart. Hope is things not seen. So we get promises in the mind, the renewed mind, then faith in the spirit are the causes it to come alive. So you are seeing now what God says. It's happening to you. It's happening to one you prayed for. It's happening to your wallet. It's happening to your marriage. It's happening to your children. It's happening to your grandchildren. The trouble is, the church has turned its back on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's turned its back on the power of God. Individuals have turned their back. All you do is complain. I can sense people here full of anger and bitterness. If you think you're going to get things from God because of your anger, you're wrong. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. See, I don't think most people are crucified. That the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. That which is not of faith is sin. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Acts 1:5. We're going to stop there. If you want to know some more, go home and read your Bible. You got a pair of eyes, right? You got the Holy Ghost? Have you ever said, Holy Ghost, convict me? I want to get over my flesh. But John truly baptized with water. I can't get off in this message. But you shall be baptized. See, Jesus baptized us in the Spirit. Now he's saying, this is Jesus speaking. Now he said, the Holy Spirit, not many days, that means the upper room thing, is going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit so you can do the works of the Spirit. Most people in here have been baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And yet we've stopped there. You're baptized into the Spirit to do the works of the Spirit. There's more than one baptism. Jesus is the baptizer in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the baptizer for the works of the Spirit. And he takes from Jesus. You see what he's saying here? Hallelujah. Most people say, well, I know that. No, you don't. If it's not working in your life, you don't know it. Praise God. 2:4, Steve. Hallelujah. Look what it says here. Jesus said, I'll baptize you in the spirit of fire. He was referring to Pentecost. And they're all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. You see, saints, I can't understand why we're speaking in tongues and we're not doing other works of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever noticed something strange in the Bible? There was a whole bunch of foreigners there that heard in their own language. Did you ever notice that? And if they heard in their own language, they soon forgot the power of God and turned to another god. That's where the Muslim was birthed out of. That god. Arabia was there. Libya. They all heard this power of God, and they all heard in their own language. Yet they rejected it. They saw the power of God, didn't understand how they heard in their own language. Listen now. This is way back. I know this is a couple of thousand years ago. But all of them left there, experiencing the power of God, hearing their own language, and turned to some other god. What language are you hearing? What language have you been hearing? And what have you turned to? The resurrection power? Your salvation through Jesus Christ? To the Holy Spirit? To the Word of God? To the laws of the Spirit? That's a question God's asking tonight. What have we turned to? When all these foreign countries were there and they heard the power of God, think about it. They heard in their own language. So God showed all those countries the power of God. And yet they walked right away from it. And when they did, another spirit came. Another god came. Not the god that could speak to them and they hear in their own language, but another god. A controlling god. Maybe an elephant god. Like in India, we have a lot of different gods in India. We have a lot of different gods in America. Hallelujah. And they are all filled. Say, I'm filled. So if you're filled, for that moment, there's no room for anything else but God, right? You're filled with God. You're filled. You're not filled just to speak in tongues. You're filled to do the works of the Spirit. Because you've been baptized by the Spirit. Hallelujah. He said in Acts 1:8, you shall have power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You shall have power. Then what's happened? What's happened? But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You remember when Jesus came out of the water and the Spirit came from heaven? Everybody thought that was a baptism. If that was a baptism, he didn't speak in tongues. It wasn't the same as the book of Acts. The Spirit of God came upon him because he was about to start his ministry. He saw that it looked like a dove. You shall have power, receive power. You see, you're going to receive it. You ain't already got. You got to receive it from the Holy Spirit. Has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. A lot of people today don't even witness about Jesus anymore. They don't even witness about the gifts. They don't witness about the healing power of Jesus. They don't witness about the blood, the purity of Jesus, the pure sac. We don't witness no more. And you want the power of God to come upon you? No way. We want the power of God. We don't want the power of God to witness. We want the power of God. We want to do miracles. We have to get to the point we say what Jesus says and do what Jesus done. And Jesus done what the Father said, or what he saw the Father do and said what he heard the Father say. We should ought to be doing what the Word of God tells us by the Holy Spirit that's in us. I'm telling you, you can look across American churches and everybody's getting away from the gifts. Everybody, you may hear a tongue once in a while. Everybody thinks, ooh, ooh. God wants you and I to demonstrate his power if it's come upon us. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Acts 1:5-8. I already went there. Mm-hmm. Go to Acts 5:12, Steve. To the hands of the apostles, now they were in the upper room now, they received the gift of tongues. Amen? Now they're going out and doing the works of the Spirit. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Listen, saints. It's time for us to get back to the Word of God. It's getting time to us to get back to praying in tongues, singing in tongues, casting out demons. Do you know how many Christians that are tormented by spirits? And if you was to tell them that, then I ain't got no doubt, I ain't a demon. And yet their pocketbook looks like it's been in the sand dune for 6 months. People's minds are all messed up. This is all caused by spirits, demon spirits. I ministered to someone this past week, and I was trying to tell the individual how they could heal. I explained it. I'm not a doctor, but how there's little trees in your brain, and you can reconnect those little branches and trees that have been broken or disconnected and so on and so forth just by praying in tongues and confessing the Word of God. If you'd done that for 90 days, 15 minutes a day, your brain would be healed. If you get out of bed every morning and says, I receive the pure, holy sacrifice of Jesus into my body. His blood was shed for me. I'm redeemed. I'm anointed. How? The spirit that's in me is anointed. You're holy. How? The Holy Spirit in you is holy. And every time you obey the law of the Spirit, you'll cause that anointing to flow through you. You'll cause that Holy Spirit to flow through you. Amen? So the apostles, it said, build on the apostles, Christ being the chief cornerstone. So after the upper room experience, they all spoke in tongues. They went out, you see, and many signs were done by the hands. See, you got to believe these are Jesus' hands, your hands, those things on the end of your arms. You know what we do? We go to pray for somebody. You know what your mind's thinking? I wonder if it's going to work. And when you think that, it ain't going to work. My wife was ill, and I wasn't thinking anything but the cross, the purity of the sacrifice, the holy sacrifice. It was his physical body that was sacrificed. And because his physical body was sacrificed, there's a spiritual law, a spiritual understanding here. That means my body can be free. Because it was his physical body. Amen? That came out of the seat of the Holy Ghost. Pure, holy. He met all the requirements of heaven for you and I. Praise you, Jesus. Through the hands of the apostles. Oh, hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit has baptized us. That's a spiritual law. Praying in tongues is a spiritual law. I don't know if you know that or not. We pray by his Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, by our spirit. As a spiritual law. And if God can take your tongue, Holy Spirit by your spirit, and move your tongue and use your vocal cords and put your mind in neutral, what else could he do if you'd believe in him? What else could he do in your life and through your life? If you think about it, all those countries hearing in their own language, and all of them left and went to another god. My God. And that's what's happening to America today. The churches are turning to other gods and other spirits. Anytime the Holy Ghost is shut down, if those churches are baptizing the Holy Ghost and they're not doing the works of the Holy Spirit, they're wrong, they're in sin. And you can have all the steam you want coming out of the floor. And you can have all the lights flashing you want. And you can have so much noise going on in the band that you sweat by jumping and running around. But that ain't got nothing to do with the move of God. It can, but it, in most cases it doesn't. All it is flesh. I can remember when I first started out, we pioneered the church. And someone said, if you had comfortable chairs, people would come. I went out and spent $1,500 and I lost more people than people came. Everybody's trying to tell, if you get air conditioning, they'll come there. And if you get pews, I'll get this and get that. Why can't it just be the love of God flowing in the church? We can't turn ourselves over and let the Holy Ghost do what he wants to do. You know why? We want to be in control. God wouldn't make you do those strange things. Oh, really? You don't read the Bible. I mean, to speak through a donkey is strange. I think he speaks to an awful lot of donkeys on Sunday. Oh, Elry. See, I'm free. My body is going to receive the pure, holy sacrifice of Jesus. And my body's going to be taught, my mind's going to be taught, it went into the grave. My mind's going to be taught, I'm now walking in the resurrection. So anything that tries to come to me and come on my body, come in my family, that's not the resurrection. I'm not going to receive it. I'm not going to accept it. Let me tell you something. God, listen now, has opened the gold mines to his body. That means everything is available to us. He's opened the gold mines. He's opened the garden. He said to Adam and Eve, just don't touch that one thing. The rest of it. And God says, come on, family of God. Come into the garden. Let me teach you all the beautiful things where you can live in the Spirit. Where you can live under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Where you can live and see all the beautiful things of God and partake of them. That's where the body should be. That's where the church should be. In the garden. Because it's been returned through the pure, holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He now says, you can come into the garden. The garden is the promises. All the gold belongs to God. But you can't go for the gold first. God wants to test your faith and see if your faith is more important than the gold. God wants to give you gold. God wants to have you wealthy. If you've got an idea to spread the gospel, to be a witness, to walk in the Spirit, to obey the laws of the Spirit, to bring people of Jesus Christ, to cast out demons, to lay hands on the sick, to raise the dead if necessary. If God will permit that in your life. Do you know in the book of Ephesians, Jesus picked the fivefold? We have schools today of prophets. And Jesus picks the prophet, he himself. And then guess what? In 1 Corinthians 12:28, God placed those in the church, the ones his son picked. You know that? We got schools around now. Jesus himself picks them. You know that what the Bible says? We got schools now. In a month, you're a prophet. It's easier to go to school for a month and become a prophet. I'm not talking about the gift of prophecy. I'm talking about a prophet. There ain't no such thing. Well, they had schools of the prophet in the Old Testament. We're under the New Testament. We're under the blood of Jesus. We're taught by the Holy Spirit. What is he teaching us? That Jesus must become more important in our lives than ourselves. So today, when this whole pure, holy sacrifice of Christ became revelation to me, everybody sitting here tonight can flow in the supernatural as it's guided by the Holy Spirit. Don't pick and choose. Just say, God, what do you want me to accomplish on this earth for you? Teach me, Holy Spirit. There's so many different anointings and things in Scripture, isn't there? Yeah. Hallelujah. And we started off with faith, hope, and love. You can't see that very well, but that's on there. Faith, hope, and love started January 1. Every day you ought to ask God to fill you full of his love. Because nothing else is going to work unless you got God's love in you. Amen? Well, let's worship God here. Jeff, if you would, please. I'm getting over there. I'm looking at something else, so just... Have you got available Julie True? Spirit to Spirit, number one. Play that, Jeff, if you would, please. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, God the Father made him Lord and Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. put 10 on the orange, Jeff? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, praise you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name, God of Jacob, Shepherd of Israel, holy unto your
Lord, praise you, Jesus.
Sharing, you're all love, you're all power.
is a good time. If anybody wants prayer, come up here quickly. If anybody wants prayer for anything, come up here quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your Shekinah glory, Lord, in this place, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for healings of mind and backs and livers and stomachs. We thank you for the healing of knees and hips, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing in the private areas and ladies, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. You're a healing God. We receive the pure sacrifice, Lord, the holy sacrifice that you shed your blood for us, Lord Jesus. We receive that today in the resurrection power, Lord, that's going to flow from your spirit, from you, Lord Jesus, by your spirit into these people, Lord, bringing healing and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, praise your Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the presence of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise your Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, oh, I touch her in Jesus' name, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The ministry of the Holy Spirit rising up out of her, Lord. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Satan, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. You tormenting spirit, you principalities and powers, you Leviathan spirit. I take authority over you in Jesus' name. I command you to stop throwing dots in her mind. I command you to leave her home, to leave her in the name of Jesus. Under the blood of the holy blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who defeated and disarmed you, you principalities and powers, you dirty spirits. You seducing spirits, I bind you right now and command you right now to be loosed from her. Loosed, loosed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I touch her, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the impartation, Lord. Oh, the holy anointing of the Spirit of the living God, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Raise your hands, guy. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now. I bind every spirit, every tormenting spirit, every spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease from him right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord, as I call, Lord, upon the mind of Christ right now, Lord, that the knowledge and wisdom of Jesus shall rise up in him, Lord, and he'll walk as a free man, not a man in jail, not a prisoner, but a free man. I call those things that are not as though they are, and I speak into him right now in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit anointing, convicting power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bind from her, Lord, every spirit of broken spirit of finances, Lord. Right now, I bind you, Satan, from her pocketbook. I bind you, Satan, from her mind. I bind you, principalities, you seducing, lying spirits, in Jesus' name. I free her mind. I free her body. I free her pocketbook. I free it by the promises that God's going to supply her need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. She can do all things through Christ that strengthens her. And right now, Lord, the impartation, Lord, of the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Lord. Satan, you're not going to do it. What I bind on earth is bound in heaven. You're bound, Satan. You're not going to bother her mind no more. You're not going to bother her family no more. You're not going to bother her finances. Wisdom is going to come to her. Knowledge is going to come to her. She's going to be awakened into the promises of God. And the faith of a living God's going to rise up in her and cause those promises to come alive. I so call it into existence, into her life, in Jesus' name. And I command every principality controlling spirit to be loose from her now, in Jesus' name. Loose from her right now. Loose her finances. Loose her finances. Loose them right now. Loose them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, oh, the fresh purity of the Holy Spirit. She shall have power when the Holy Ghost comes upon her. Oh, release it, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord. Father God, right now, Lord, the resurrection power, Lord, under the purity, holy sacrifice of that blood, Jesus, I speak into this couple, Lord, all the benefits, Lord, all the benefits that come out of the spirit of a living God is taken from you, Jesus, coming upon her and coming upon him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoa, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody pray in the spirit quietly. We thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the anointing and the glory in this place, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, the resurrection power of Jesus.
the holy blood upon Steve. Oh, the price you paid, Jesus. Let him receive the benefits more and more, Lord. More and more of your spirit, Lord, rising up out of him, taking control, Lord. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. The resurrection power exploding in his spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Come alive, Holy Spirit, in him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you for your presence, Jesus. Praise you for your spirit, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we love you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you for your cloud. We thank you, Lord, that the caves are gold. The gold caves have been opened up. The gardens have been opened up, Lord. We thank you, Lord. The promises have been opened up, Lord. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that's going to lead us deep into the garden, deep into the promises, deep into the gold mines, Lord. And we're going to extract from you, Lord Jesus, the promises. The power of your Holy Spirit is going to help us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. No longer doing religious things, Lord, but moving in the Holy Ghost, moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, moving in the supernatural realm, Lord. Oh, we want to experience you, Jesus, not ourselves. We want to experience you, not the flesh, Lord, but you, Lord Jesus. We call upon you continually, daily, Lord, for the move of your Holy Spirit in Creative Faith Ministries, Lord. That miracles and signs and wonders, Lord. That's who you are, Lord. We want to give ourselves over, not trying to control the Holy Spirit, not trying to control you, Lord Jesus. We're not trying to control the Word of God. And we don't want flesh begetting flesh. We want Spirit to Spirit, Lord. Your Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. We opened ourselves up to you tonight, and we will continue to open ourselves up. And when these people leave here, Lord, we ask the presence, Lord, that's in here will go into their automobiles and into their homes, Lord, that their ministries will be revived, Lord. Revival will break out according to their ministry, according to the anointing, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the opening of the windows in heaven and the pouring out of a blessing, Lord, pressed down, shaken again. Together in running over, Lord. We need everything from you, Lord Jesus, to continue to spread your gospel, Lord, and to move in the Holy Spirit, Lord, and to put this stuff up, Lord, so other people can see what's going on, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are faithful to your blood covenant. You are faithful. We are under your blood covenant. You are faithful to teach us about the resurrection power by your Spirit, that the Holy Spirit truly will take from you, Jesus. So we just give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you honor for allowing us to come into that cloud, to come into that anointing, to come into that peace and that compassion and that mercy and that healing anointing that's flowing through people's bodies right now. For the things that I've called out, I call those things that are not as though they are. I've spoken by the Spirit of a living God. I've spoken in the name of Jesus into people's bodies, and sickness and disease and pain will no longer be there. So we give you praise and honor and glory for all the things you're adjusting in people's bodies right now because of your power, because of your love, because of your gifts, because of your death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus. We identify with the virgin birth, Lord. We identify that you was a pure sacrifice, Lord, just what the Father required, sent from heaven, a spiritual law, and we receive it, and we obey it, and we speak it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, hallelujah.